Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The second baseman, Len Schult. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Babe Martin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Shirley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tex Shirley. And now, play ball. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball four. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive into left field. Martin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Martin. Webb moves to third. Mayo moves to second. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is walked intentionally. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schult settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn throws to second for one, and Stevens throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Webb scores. Mayo scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards strikes out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Webb. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Webb steals second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Mayo reaches second base with a double. Webb scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into center field. Krivic picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Krivic. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayer takes first base on ball 4. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on York. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webb takes first base on ball four. Neuhauser moves to second. Bob Moncrief now pitching. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mayo bunts towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. Neuhauser moves to third. Webb moves to second. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein takes first base on ball four. Rudy Yerk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yerk is 0-for-2 in the game. Yerk strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up towards first. Yerk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mayer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mayer. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Mayer steals second. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mayer moves to third. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-2 in the game. Richards strikes out. Two outs. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neuhauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Mayo strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman juggles the ball. That's an error on Christman. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards the mound. Moncrief settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York scores. Kramer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-3 in the game. Richards hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neuhauser hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Stevens fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Schult fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Yurk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yurk is 0 for 4 in the game. Yurk hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yurk fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yurk fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mayer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 4 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 3 in the game. Christman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore is called out on strikes. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso pinch hits for Bob Moncrief. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.